views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was searching for the purpose of her life and the truth that would tie everything together to make sense of what was taught and what was happening on our planet, the fire that was creating all the smoke. Through many experiences, she was finally led to the knowledge book that provided all the answers. Marge is now talking about this gift to humanity on Knowledge Book Radio, so all can be united in peace, love, and harmony. This live call-in show at 1-800-930-2819 is amazing. So get ready to hear about the Knowledge Book. Here's your host, Marge Potasek.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marge Potasek, and you're listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. So, as we've been doing in the previous shows, we're also, in this next hour, going to cover some topics from the Knowledge Book, and this week we're going to talk about the genuine human. Now, we've mentioned this word, the genuine human, a number of times in previous shows. We've also gone over the qualities they possess. But how does it actually get accomplished? How does the genuine human become a genuine human when they come in at zero frequency, world dimension, third dimension, 12th energy dimension? So to briefly review what we've covered previously about the genuine human, so one of the characteristics and descriptions that were given about the genuine human is that that human has gone through the world evolution plan, through the salvation plan, and they were able to incorporate within themselves all the energies of Omega from 1 to 9. And they are the ones that have gone from zero frequency, third dimension, 12th energy dimension, to the 7th dimension, the 28th energy dimension, and thereby getting permission to enter the 8th dimension or the spiritual dimension, in which point we become 100% full of our original spiritual totality and are able then to go into the 9th dimension, which is the lordly dimension. So we've come in from the spiritual side, from the positive infinite dimension. We've gone through the evolution within the atomic years, within the world program, and we are now poised to go into the negative infinite universe, the negative infinite time, and this is the very intense energy and frequency, and everything we've been undergoing until now has been specifically geared to get us ready for going into that dimension, and that the start of it is the 9th or the lordly dimension. Now, when we think about the human of the future, in those tomorrows, in those morrows, the human that will exist will not be even able to think anything evil or to do anything evil. And in that situation, they will have, at that time, respect even for a blade of grass and even for a particle of sand. And they will be at a consciousness level to even ask for forgiveness from the ground that we currently trample on and don't even consider or think about. So this is a being that has gone from the micro to the macro, from a tiny bit of energy that underwent evolution until it becomes a macro energy, which means that they have gotten to the level where they have attained the dimension of truth. And this is an entity, this is a being, the genuine human, that has possession of and has attained humane attributes, humane qualities. And we'll review this briefly. Basically, this is a being who has a totally positive outlook, totally positive thoughts. Negativity does not exist in that person's mind, in their thoughts. This is where they keep their own personalities in the background. Others are more important, and service to others is more important. These are the individuals who have the responsibility of mission, and they perform their mission and everything. The mission comes first. They are the ones who have tolerance, who have modesty, and they are far, very far from ego. They are the ones who also love nature, take care of nature, love humanity, and they love everything as it is because it is. And no matter how hard something may seem to be, that doesn't stop those entities. They think of that as being an adventure, as something that is a challenge maybe, but as something that allows them to think, to experience something, to be and become something new based on solving that particular situation in front of them. And they are far from having a consciousness of discrimination. Everyone is treated equally. Everything is given to everyone equally. There is no such thing in their minds as there being a difference between one human and another human, because they understand that we are all the same. We're all brothers and sisters. They possess a spirit of unification. So they will be the last ones, or not, they will never be the ones to divide a totality, to split people apart, to put a wedge in between friends, or put a wedge between families or countries or anything like. And they have gotten to the point of having the consciousness of the cosmos. And this is a specific system level, okay? So this is what we've gone over as far as what a genuine human looks like from the outside. We've also talked about how he got to be a genuine human, meaning that he's gone over and he's taken part in the salvation plan. And this is where the knowledge book, as the last step of the previous steps of the sacred text, and currently it's got its own particular plan for us in this particular time span of the last 300 years before we go into the golden age. And the knowledge book, its plan is to have us go through specific experiences in conjunction with the studies, in conjunction with the world. And it gives us specific energies and frequencies and knowledge that allows us to go from the energy of the 19th evolution dimension, which is the 72nd energy dimension, to go to the dimension of 19th evolution dimension, or the 76th energy dimension. So this is the current plan. This is a method for us to be able to accomplish being and becoming a genuine human through the particular steps that we take. Okay? So we also talked about previously about the world chaos that we are currently living in. And this world chaos being the perfect place for us who are evolving through going through these experiences, and in going through these experiences, not allowing those experiences to intimidate us or to depress us or to, you know, take us out of action, take us out of any kind of activity and wanting to do anything. However, using all those experiences as a stepping stone, as a diving board into different dimensions. So in this case, we are now, through the experiences that we're going through, allowing to go through evolution, allowing us to increase our consciousness, allowing us to resonate at higher and higher frequency levels. And at the same time, by going through this world school, we are being tested. And in that testing, we are showing both to ourselves and to everyone around us and to the celestial authorities what exactly is our evolution, what is our consciousness level, and what is our frequency level. So it becomes perfectly clear for everyone, especially ourselves, what it is that we still need to accomplish. In my case, it's usually got to do something to do with patience. And making sure that I am disciplined enough to make sure that I cover everything that I need to cover in a particular day, and so that I've accomplished what I needed to accomplish in a particular day or week or month. But In all these experiences that we go through, this becomes an unconscious, in a sense, going through things, because the human body that is going through all this, we don't think about it. We don't really look into what's going on and how is it going on and how everything ties together and how everything works together. We just go through, right? We are born, we get fed, we get taken care of. We gradually develop, we start to sit, we start to crawl, we start to walk. Then we wind up going to school, go to high school, go to college. Step by step by step, we go through our world evolution on the physical sense and the social sense. And we continue until we die. And this is not really something we have any control of it, or is it? At this point, we have a free will. And we have a power to make decisions for ourselves. And it comes to the point that even divine authorities cannot force us to do anything. So how does everything happen? What is it that we have? How is it put together that we are able to go through all this? And by just going through the experiences, by going to previously to church, to synagogue, to temple, to ashram, to the mountain in the cave to meditate, how is it that actually everything is being accomplished? And how is it that the body itself is able to function in a way that allows everything to come together and that everything works perfectly and eventually wind up being a genuine human? So these are some of the questions that I've had in my mind when I was reading the knowledge book and trying to figure out what the knowledge book was explaining to me and to us. At the time that these questions came up, I was already having read the knowledge book multiple times. I've already explained the knowledge book at the focal point at a seminar many times. But finally, I got to the point where these questions were, and I even explained this chapter, you know, more than once. And this is when I noticed something peculiar. We got to a chapter, and that chapter had a heading that was the genuine human. And that particular section is a little over three pages long. And it goes through step by step by step. And when I'm reading this step by step, I'm beginning to think, wait a minute. The genuine human, the words themselves, the genuine human only occurs as the heading. And then in the last sentence, in between, there is a series of steps that is gone through that were at the same time confusing, but at the same time shedding some light on my questions. But before we go into and diving into what the section actually covers, maybe it's time to take a break. And when we come back, we'll delve into what the knowledge book considers to be the genuine human and how that genuine human is put together. So we'll go for break. Please remember that to give us questions, we can text them to 973-787-7035. Again, 973-787-7035. So stay tuned. We'll be talking about the genuine human when we come back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
And we're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on Transformation Talk Radio. And I am Marge Potasik. And we started to talk about the genuine human, and we were talking about some of the properties, some of the qualities that that genuine human actually has currently and in the future. And we started asking, or at least I started asking questions, okay, fine, how does this actually get accomplished? We've had the religious training, we've had this, we've had that, we've gone through evolution, we are born, we develop, we die. How is this all put together? How does it all work? And what are the actual steps for becoming a genuine human? And what are the physical characteristics that we actually have? What physical components do we actually possess that allows us to become a genuine human? But before we get underway, just want to remind people and remind everyone that you can text your questions to me at 973-787-7035. Of course, our website is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. And so let's go and delving into these questions that I finally got after having read the book for, I guess, at least 5 years, if not more, before I finally got this question. Okay, fine. So what is this genuine human? How does it happen? And we went into the fact that there was a strange part in the knowledge book where the genuine human only appears at the heading as the title heading, and then in the last section of the heading. And in between these two aim points, there comes a description of the brain and the components of the brain as a series of interconnected and intertwined components. And to me, when I was reading this, it looked like the description of a blueprint or some kind of a computer circuit board, kind of maybe like our smartphones. Now, when we have our cell phones, we have our smartphones, each one of them has a specific basic hardware structure that is hardwired. This is something that is completely unchangeable. The base cannot be changed unless you replace the phone or the basic component of the phone is replaced, okay? So this is the basic hardwiring of the cell phone, and each one of these components has specific functions, okay? And these specific functions in the cell phone on the hardware side have specific functions. So some of the functions allow that phone to produce sound. They have a soundboard. They have specific functions to take in the radio signals, the electromagnetic waves that are coming in, and translate them into either sound or some kind of signal or some kind of an activation of something that's going on that needs to go on the phone. We can play music. There are some things that allow us to not only do the sound portion, but they also produce video. They produce visual signals to the screen. So we have a screen circuit that throws that view, that particular picture, onto the screen that allows us to even communicate right now by looking at each other, which was something that was unheard of maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, as science fiction. So each one of those circuits, each one of those functions has a certain place in the cell phone, and they work interconnectedly. They are intertwined. Each one of them is autonomous and independent, but they are depending on each other, and they work together depending on what needs to be accomplished. So besides being able to view movies, we can do math on them, we could access the internet, we can search the internet, we could look at movies, we could make international and local phone calls, we could set alarms, we have timers, we can purchase stuff, we can install other applications that are not included in our vendor plans. All kinds of stuff can happen with this cell phone depending on what the hardwiring is and the functionality that hardwire allows us to have. So when reading and trying to understand the knowledge book in the section called The Genuine Human, it did begin to look a lot like that smartphone we carry around everywhere and without which we cannot do without at this point. So the first thing that it starts out saying is that the intellect is the center, and this is the center that administers all the functions of the brain. This is the control tower, the expediter, the central system. This is the control panel as far as the circuitry is concerned. And then this intellect system, this intellect module, connects to logic. Then logic is connected to awareness. And then later cognizance comes into the picture. Now, these are all systems and subsystems. If they do not connect, then the center cannot function properly either. Every system, every circuit has subsystems and subcircuits connected to itself. And all these systems have connecting fibers, and everything is adjusted depending on the kind of functionality that needs to be accomplished. And the connections, the togethernesses between these systems and circuits, this is accomplished by thought. And until we get to the point that thought comes into the system, comes into the circuit, comes into play, then the cerebral function of the brain also cannot function. So another way of putting it is this. If these connections cannot be made, then a particular set of modules cannot be completed, cannot be joined, and therefore, the intellect cannot perform its function, and therefore, the brain cannot function either. Another slightly different way of putting is this, that the cerebral function gets activated and connections are made when the mechanism of thought enters the circuit, when a mechanism of thought comes into a play, into effect. Then, after that, come the steps of consciousness, cognizance, logic, and at that point, it is considered that thought has attained its form. Now, at the beginning, initially, thought is scattered. It's like a tangled wire, tangled wool that's all over the place. until we get to the state and the capacity of being able to hold in the awareness of the entire ordinance. So our brain also has the capacity, believe it or not, to take in currents, frequencies, electromagnetic signals, and be able to translate those frequencies, those messages that are coming in as frequencies and currents, into letters and numbers. And when our brain translates those currents into letters and numbers, we can then either speak them or write them down. And this is how we get our questions answered. We have a question in our brain. An answer is sent to us through a frequency, through a current. And that current produces certain actions in the brain. The brain then translates those currents into letters and numbers and therefore answers. And we get that answers, but we think that, you know, we solved our question ourselves. Until, of course, you're in a crunch and you have to accomplish something. You have to write a play, or you have to write a poem, you have to do some writing. And you sit down, you can't think of anything, then all of a sudden, poof, an idea comes into your brain. Oh, I got it, I could do this, and oh, I can do that. Same thing happens to us when we have a problem in front of us in terms with maybe human relations, with experiences that we have gone and gotten ourselves into, messes we've gotten ourselves into. And when you're thinking about it, trying to solve it, all of a sudden a thought comes into your head, an idea comes into your head, and next thing you know, you've got your answer. You apply that thought that comes in, and the solution comes about. So most of the time we're thinking that we're doing it ourselves. However, that is not what happens, because it is the answers we get from the outside influences that give us the answers. Okay, I think at one point Mrs. Chirac told us that only 25% of our thoughts are our own. Some of them we pick up unconsciously and unawarely from those around us, and some of the thoughts are coming in from the celestial authorities. They're giving us knowledge, they're helping us and supporting us. Whether you want to call them guardian angels, whatever you want to call them, they are helping us and guiding us all along. Okay, so now we go back to how this all works in our brain. So when logic is connected and it is activated, then that opens the channel of doubt. And once doubt is opened, then we dive into quest. And throughout our life, we go through this loop of logic, awareness, cognizance, doubt, quest, discover. And we go over and over and over, and this becomes our life path. And through this, we accomplish what it is that we need to accomplish in our lifetime. Now, these are not systems that are single, and they're not alone, and they work within and with other systems and other modules as well. So the logic itself is connected to the world potential. Awareness itself is connected to the spiritual plan. Cognizance is connected to the lordly mechanism. And doubt itself is connected to automatism. Now the automatism, the word automatism, is something that is used in the knowledge book often. And this automatism is actually the mechanism of influences. These are the energies and frequencies that are being showered to us that allow us to understand certain things, that allow us to have certain ideas. And this allows us to then use this help that we are getting to accomplish something, whether it is getting a thought to solve something, whether it is energies and frequencies to boost us energy as far as physical capacity is concerned, and that's how we go about everything. And then comes discovery. Discovery is connected to intelligence, and this is then connected to the creative power or the artistic dimension. And when the intelligence is at the level of the artistic dimension, that is the most mature form of the brain. So the brain itself, it looks like, starts at a basic functioning level, And through the influence, outside influence of society, in the case of a baby, through the influence of the family, that baby then is able to activate its thought. The thought is then able to connect all these circuits together in our brain, in which case the intellect starts to function and all the other pieces start to work together, play together, and cooperate together, and allows us to go through life, go through experiences, and for us to get a higher level of intellect and logic and awareness. Okay? So we've been talking about the hardwire circuitry of the brain, and the terms that are being used at the same time seem very familiar. We kind of know what cognizance is. We kind of know what awareness is. We kind of know what logic is. However, the way the knowledge book is using them is not quite the way we're used to using those words, right? And this is one of the hard parts that the powers that be, that the social authorities have, because they may have an alphabet that consists of 360 letters. The Turkish alphabet has, I think, 28 or 29 letters. The English alphabet has 26 letters, so they are trying to include all the knowledge that they have in words that they have that we don't into words that we have. So they are trying to use, and they are using, the words that are the closest to the idea that they're trying to get across to us, but it's not exactly the idea that we're accustomed that those words carry. And eventually, over time, I mean, the book has a glossary. Some words are immediately accessible to be able to understand the way the knowledge book means what they say. In other words, they give an explanation of what the knowledge book means when they use the word intellect, when they use the word mechanism of influences or awareness or logic. And some of the words are included in the text itself. So you have to be on the lookout and have the question in your mind, what do you mean by logic? How does that connect? What is going on with logic? I know logic is, you know, if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. That's my kind of logic. But what do they mean by logic? Okay. So when a baby comes in, they start being a baby, outside influence of a family, steps thought comes in. And the influences come in, starting from the fact of the baby being a baby and the family, okay? So what are the other outside influences? And we've mentioned them previously in the previous shows. So these are the religious enlightenments. These are the sacred texts that we have been given before. This is all the knowledge that has been given to the world before, whatever form that came in. Then it came through, once we finished with the training of the religious enlightenments, whether that was the original religions of the Far East, or the Old Testament, or the Psalms of David, or the New Testament, or the Quran. We've accomplished that, absorbed the energies and frequencies that those books carry, and know the knowledge those books carry. We got to the point of having religious fulfillment. And once we got religious fulfillment based on the teachings of the previous religious dimension, then we step into the universal awareness, meaning that we think that there is something more than what is said before. And then we go into universal consciousness, and then we start to act in the direction of cognizance, logic, and awareness. And although this is still a bit confusing and it's still unclear for me, the one thing that becomes perfectly clear is this. When I think about it and when I read this section about what the brain is and what it consists of and what all these circuits are and how they connect to each other and how they connect to each other, it just becomes beautifully obvious that we are perfectly prepared on a hardwire, physical, intrinsic level to become a genuine human. And with the previous sacred books and the current knowledge book studies and the world evolution program we're going through, we are perfectly poised to undergo and go through the outside influences that trigger our internal circuitry to connect and to connect and to connect until our capacity of taking in currents and translating them perfectly into ideas, speech, and writing becomes perfect and decreases to the point that what comes in, those energies and frequencies that come in, are equal exactly to whatever comes out. Meaning, we become perfect conduits of energies and frequencies that we are attracting and reflecting to our medium. So this is our goal. The genuine human is a human who is and has the capacities of gold. And if you remember, the reason why we have gold in our TVs, we have gold in our cell phones, is because gold is a very good transmitter. It is the most perfect transmitter we have on our planet. Wood does not transmit anything. It's an insulator. It does not allow current to go through. Then we go to copper. Then we go to silver, which is an even better. However, it still has some resistance, meaning if some current goes in as A, it'll come out maybe as 80% of A. It won't come out equaling A. But gold has the capacity of take in, let's say, the current of A, and once it goes through the gold wire, it also comes out as A. Very little resistance, maybe just a slightly diminished circuit, electrical current, but it is mostly all there. So this is what a genuine human is. It is able to draw in, attract energies and frequencies into our essence, and then absorb them into our bodies, and then reflect from our bodies, from our cells, to the surrounding area without diminishing any of those energies and frequencies. And just to give you an idea, all the steps of, besides awareness, consciousness, and intellect, there are various steps that we go through in order to fully integrate, and it's a step-by-step process for us to get through. So awareness itself has 7 steps. You have worldly awareness, you have divine awareness, you have cognitive awareness, you have applied awareness, godly awareness, artistic awareness, and scientific awareness. And the entire objective is for us to go from the step 1, zero frequency, third world dimension, to the infinite awareness and infinite connection to everything, to the totality. Consciousness also has 7 layers, 7 levels. And it is similar to awareness. We have worldly consciousness, divine consciousness, cognitive consciousness, applied consciousness, godly consciousness, religion, learning, science, art, and universal awareness. Now, in the layers of awareness, there are some supervisions that take place. And in awareness levels, worldly and divine awareness are together. Cognitive awareness and applied awareness are being supervised by the plan. Godly awareness and artistic awareness are supervised by the creative mechanism. And scientific awareness benefits from the cosmos. And the cosmos is the void where specific things happen. Now, consciousness come in, and they are being supervised by the plan, by the lordly mechanism, and the spiritual and the lordly mechanisms. Okay? So each one of them has a specific layer, has a specific way of doing things in a specific sequence. So over time, we are developing and growing in a spiral, meaning whatever came before becomes the foundation of what comes after, and that becomes the foundation of the next step. And we're going upward and upward and ever expanding and opening spiral. And that allows us to grow, evolve, and expand. And it allows us to become it at, by going through whatever influences, by whatever guidelines we are being given, we are then allowing ourselves to become a genuine human, because that's an automatic process if you follow the steps. Okay? So maybe this is another time for a good break to take, because we'll be going into the intellect, which is a more complicated path. So this is March Potasic. And you're listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. When we come back from break, we will delve into the intellect and the steps of the intellect. So we'll stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gihon. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.org.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
And we're back with Marge Potasik, and I am Marge Potasik on Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on Transformation Talk Radio. As a reminder, should you have any questions or have topics you would like us to discuss on these shows, it would be very helpful if you could actually text them to 973-787-7035 or email them to me if that's easier, mmjp99@gmail.com. That's MaryMaryJohnPeters99 at gmail.com. So when we went into break, we were talking about a little bit about the seven layers of awareness and the seven layers of consciousness. And we went to break, and now we're going to go into how the intellect functions and the steps of the intellect. And it's very interesting, but because it follows the same process. Whatever came before, I was shoveling a book around here, is the basis for and the foundation for whatever step comes next. And intellect, the functioning of the intellect, is no different. So we start off with worldly intellect. And this is the circuit, this is the system that connects cognizance, awareness, and consciousness to logic. And when you've got cognizance, awareness, and consciousness connected to logic, that's when worldly intellect is attained, is gained. And that being the base, then we get to divine intellect. Now, this world intellect that we gained previously now connects its world cognizance to the consciousness of the universal awareness. And from that point, it connects to the single or the creator. And therefore, the intellect, the worldly intellect, gains cognitive, applied, and godly awareness. And this becomes divine intellect. So now we've got the transformation of worldly intellect to divine intellect once it connects, the world intellect connects to the single or the creator, and that therefore it gains cognitive, applied, and godly awareness. Then comes philosophical intellect. And again, there are seven layers here. When you unite, or when one unites of worldly intellect and divine intellect, that's when a human gains philosophical consciousness. And once you gain philosophical consciousness, that forms the philosophical intellect. So we've gone from worldly intellect to divine intellect. Now we've gone to philosophical intellect. And each one had a specific process. Each one had a specific step that needs to be accomplished in order for the next step to be attained. Once we've gone through and to philosophical intellect, now comes universal intellect. Now, the universal intellect comes about when the philosophical intellect and artistic awareness unifies, and it connects to the intellect of the central center. And this is when the brain gains a universal totality, and that's what's called universal intellect. We've gone from worldly intellect to divine intellect, to philosophical intellect, to universal intellect. And each step, dependent on the previous step to be accomplished successfully, and each step has specific steps to be accomplished in order for the next step to be taken. Then we come to cosmic intellect. Now, once you've got universal intellect and universal totality, when that unifies with cosmic awareness, that's when we gain cosmic consciousness. And when we are at cosmic consciousness, that's what gives us cosmic intellect. But that's not the end. That's only step five. Next comes step six, which is intellect of the ordinance. This is when cosmic consciousness, which is the previous step, unifies with the universal ordinance, and the awareness of the ordinance is formed. So this has got something to do with the way things function and the way things work and the guidelines that are being given and what needs to be done when and how everything gets put together, the order, the system, and the ordinance that is together, in which case you get the intellect of the ordinance. And then the last and final step is the infinite intellect. When the awareness of the ordinance becomes one with, unifies with, the free spirit, free awareness, and then accomplishes going into the infinite awareness, that's when we gain infinite consciousness. And this is what is called infinite boundless intellect. So the human being itself is an infinite consciousness who comes and arrives from infinite awareness. And our brain capacities, our brain elevations, our brain systems and circuits are regulated based on us being an infinite consciousness. So whatever we're going through, whatever steps we go through, are steps that allow us to go back to our original state. But everything gets done based on the consciousness of the medium that we are in. So as we're going through our first religious training, then religious fulfillment, then universal awareness, then universal consciousness, and a step-by-step process of us going from zero world frequency, third evolution dimension, 12th energy dimension, on to 7th evolutionary dimension, 72nd energy frequency, 18th evolution dimension, and then through the knowledge book. So the accomplishment of getting to this dimension was done through the religious dimension, and then we go through the knowledge book programs of getting to the 8th dimension, actually getting to the 8th dimension, 76th energy dimension, and 19th evolution dimension. And this is our current step. After that, we will go into the path of light, which is a different step. And again, that will be based on where we are now and the process and progress we are making right now. So this is how it works. It's a step-by-step, pre-wired. All the systems are in place. All that's needed is us being able to make the conscious decision, having some knowledge in place, having some understanding in place that tells us, oh, this is what's happening. This is how the world came to be. And when the knowledge book says that you will find your genuine self, you will find your genuine human in this book, this is one of the steps in letting us know who we are, how we function, what we do. And it's kind of similar to the way our bodies work as well. We have, each one of our bodies has a particular system. You have your respiratory system, your circulatory system, your digestive, elimination, visual, auditory, lymphic. Every one of these systems has its own circuit, has its own feedback loops, has its own very specifically shaped and functioning cells that are both autonomous and automatic, and at the same time, they interwork, they intertwine, they work together with all the other systems in the body. The brain cannot work without the heart pumping the blood that feeds it and gives it energy. The heart and the blood vessels and the blood cells cannot deliver energy to the body unless the digestive system is fully functional, unless the respiratory system is fully functional and allows us to have the energy coming from the food, the exchange of gases that are done through our lungs and the body being both eliminating the excess carbon dioxide and bringing in the oxygen that we need to survive for the combustion engine of the body. So the brain doesn't seem to be any different than what our body is. The brain is functioning in the same way the body is functioning. It's an automatic pilot. We do not command the heart to speed up fast when we start running up the stairs, and we don't command our lungs to start breathing faster to get more oxygen in when we go running up the stairs. The body does it automatically. The body is an automatic pilot. We do not control in any day-to-day operations, how this whole thing functions. We may not even know where the heart is, where the kidney is, how they all function, how they interact. It doesn't matter. We get up, brush our teeth, take a shower, eat breakfast or not eat breakfast, go out the door, go to our jobs, do our stuff. We do everything that we need to do. So the same thing is with the brain. The brain itself is hardwired in a way that allows us to go through the evolutionary steps that are being given to us, meaning going through the programs that are being given to us, whether it's the religious dimension or right now, based on the religious dimension, we have the knowledge book studies, and through the writing program, the reading program, the councils, the totalities of 18, the flower program, step by step, going through experiences, not thinking at all what the brain needs to do or how it needs to do it. As long as we follow the path, as long as we follow the guidelines, we will automatically become a genuine human. It's you know, we're geared to succeed. We are primed to succeed in becoming a genuine human. The only people who can stop us from becoming a genuine human is us ourselves. If we decide not to pay attention, if we decide to ignore all the messages that are being given to us on this planet at this time, that's when we ourselves will be dooming ourselves to a bad outcome, because everything else is put in place for us to succeed. We are hardwired to succeed. The cell phone has no choice but to take in and transmit telephone calls. Unless, of course, we drop it in the water and allow it to stay there for a while, because right now even cell phones have gotten the ability to be able to swim a little and still not die. So unless we ourselves sabotage ourselves, then we're primed to succeed. And that's it. So that's all we have time for today. Again, if you have any questions about this topic or any other topic, please text them to me at 973-787-7035. And our Knowledge Book website is www.theknowledgebook.net. So I'm here every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time on Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. And please do schedule with us and contact us to have a conference in your city, and we'll have a better and closer relationship in terms of getting what we need accomplished. And as a reminder, humanity's verdict is in humanity's hands. And as the Knowledge Book states, and Mrs. Chirac frequently reminds us, you are the ones who will save the world. Thank you for now, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity, and its time of transition to the Golden Age that provided the truth and energies and frequencies. Now, she shares information from and answers questions about the Knowledge Book with you each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit Marge at usa.theknowledgebook.net.